We don't know much about angels. We really don't. And people want to know a lot about angels, and I really think the angels are fairly uninterested in having us know about them. I want you to think science fictionally about angels for a moment. They are beings who live in another dimension. They are dimensional beings. Huh? Yeah. They live in another dimension. I remember reading something which was kind of a spoof about beings of pure energy coming from another part of the universe, explorers. And they come to Earth, and some of these pure energy beings go down to Earth, and they're astonished to meet us. They go back up to the mothership to tell the other pure energy beings, you won't believe it down there, but they got meat that can think. No. Thinking meat? Yeah, meat that can think. No, there are different kinds of creatures in the universe. Well, you mean like extraterrestrials? No, I mean extra dimensionals. We call them angels, and we've always known they were there. And there are good ones, and there are bad ones. You know, yesterday we had the book of Job, and Satan, who is one of these bad extra dimensionals, is conversing with the Lord. And the Lord says, well, where have you been? He says, I've been walking back and forth on the earth. That's what the devil does. St. Peter says that the devil goes about like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour, back and forth. He's not going anywhere. He's looking for something to eat. The angels, the good ones, these good extra-dimensional beings, are called ministering messengers. The word malach in Hebrew and angelos in Greek, which we comes into us as English. And in the morning reading, was it Pope Gregory the Great? I think that was the morning for the Office of Readings. He says that these are job descriptions. Even the names of the angels are job descriptions. An angel is a messenger. And we see that in the reading today, the gospel reading, that before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree. Nathanael's amazed. He says, you're the Son of God. You're the King of Israel. And he says, that startles you. Someday you're going to see the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. The devil goes around in circles. We read yesterday in the book of Job, the angels go up and down. In other words, the angels ascend from to heaven and descend. They're messengers. They have a task, a purpose. They're not just going about eating, which is what the devils do. No, they're going about, what do you mean eating? Yeah. C.S. Lewis deals with this wonderfully. In one of the chapters of the Screwtape Letters, Screwtape says to Wormwood, you know, the senior devil to the younger tempter, he says, the enemy looks at the human vermin as potential sons and lovers. We, the devils, look at them as cattle on the hoof, food prepared for the table, the stronger will devouring the weaker. And keep that in mind. That's what the devil does. The stronger will devouring the weaker. This is, I tell you all the time, this is why we fast and pray, to exercise the muscle of the will. If I can say no to that extra piece of cake, maybe if I get strong in my self-denial, next time the devil comes by with a really interesting suggestion, I can say, no, thank you. You see, fasting is an exercise of freedom, and Christianity is all about freedom. But again, I'm off the track. This idea of the devil goes about this, trying to devour us, the stronger will devouring the weaker, that's to me, that's profound. The angels, and remember, angelos simply means messenger. Malach, the Hebrew word, simply means messenger. That's not what they are. That's why I was calling them extra-dimensional beings. There's another thing that they're called in Hebrew. What is it? Something of the Elyonim, the ones who are on high. Now, naming angels. Okay, you're welcome to name your angel, though you might get to heaven and when you meet your guardian angel, you'll be most glad to see you, but he'll probably say something like, you know, but my name wasn't Fred. But that's all right. That helps you to imagine the presence of your guardian angel, because I think that is important. You know, we grow up and we forget prayer to the guardian angel, and I think it's very important. And that's why I wanted that song played, Shalom Lechem, Malchei HaShalom, that I wanted that plate because, you see, this is something that, our Jewish friends do regularly. They welcome the angels. They greet the angels. And I think that that's a very important thing to do, to realize you're not alone in this struggle. You may feel very lonely, but you're not. You're surrounded by angels.